So if we keep a rock or any object for some time, we see that there are some insects or some microbes that come over there. And so can this be, how do we understand this in the light that life cannot come from matter? If we look at it from a more scientific or a precise perspective, you will always find that that particular object, that was a suitable environment for some life form to grow over there or to reproduce over there. So there must have been some eggs of some living being which were put by someone and then they reproduced. Or some microbes came and started inhabiting over there. They came from somewhere. It is not that on the rock they were produced automatically. There's a difference between between origin and appearance. Origin means when something didn't exist and it came to existence. Appearance means it just became visible to us. So if you look at it scientifically also, what science tells us is that there is appearance through reproduction. New normal form of reproduction is sexual reproduction. There is also asexual reproduction that happens. But still, we observe that life doesn't spring from nowhere. If we look at it scientifically, we find that some eggs, some reproductive mechanism is active over here. That's how things come about. Now, the point here is the specific mechanisms in particular situations may not be observable to us or may not even be known to us. But fundamentally, matter and consciousness are two distinct categories of existence. So, life, say for example, this particular object, this mic, it's made of matter. And say my body, your body is made of matter. A microbe's body is also made of matter. Now matter, where there is life present in it, it behaves fundamentally different from matter which has no life in it. This comes into existence, this deteriorates and it is formed. Whereas we could use the word ensouled life, ensouled matter. Matter in which soul is present. So what happens? It comes into existence, it grows. It strives to maintain itself. It reproduces, then it deteriorates, and then it gets destroyed. So now, you know, this Kharagpur, this Puri voice, you know, if number of students become more, it's not going to grow on its own, isn't it? This mic is not going to grow on its own. It's not going to reproduce. If it is cracked, it will stay cracked. You know, if my hand gets cut, it will clot and heal itself. So basically, growth, maintenance and reproduction are externally manifest characteristics of matter which are not seen in all matter. So, where do they come from? Fundamentally speaking, the building blocks of this mic and the building blocks of this hand, they are the same. Sat in the molecules. But there is a substantial difference in behavior of matter when it is in life form and when it is not in life form. So that difference is caused by the presence of spirit.